It's day 15 of the government shutdown, but some say it's the beginning of the end. The government can't risk defaulting on the national debt. Whenever the crisis ends, federal employees will return to their dusty desks. John Palguda is vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service, and he's got some tips for reentry. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
All right, John, so I gather you're pretty optimistic if you're already thinking about that day when everybody comes back to the office.
Well, I am optimistic, but I still have my fingers crossed, Emily, that the shutdown is going to end hopefully this week. You guys are reporting on some positive signs. The deal's not inked yet, but hopefully close. But the fact of the matter is, just ending the shutdown doesn't mean that everything is back to normal. Government doesn't have an off-on switch. We've seen lots of problems with the shutdown, but when the doors reopen, there's going to be a lot of issues that have to be dealt with in addition to the normal day-to-day business, if there is anything like normal anymore.
What are some of those issues? I mean, is there survivor's guilt of the people that got to work through this?
Well, that's part of it, Tom. I mean, there are going to be, there are haves and have-nots in this, and it's not even clear which is which. You've got employees that were not furloughed that will be, basically welcoming back folks who were. But if the folks who were furloughed are eventually given back pay, then it's like, well, they got a vacation, but we didn't. So there's that issue of, what are the emotions in terms of folks who is it survivor's guilt? Is it resentment for those who were not furloughed? So that's part of it. Number one, there's going to be some massive backlogs out there. How do you clear up the backlogs and focus on getting things, the day-to-day stuff done going forward? Some employees are going to be coming back, and their minds aren't going to be fully focused on the job because they're dealing with some unpaid bills, perhaps, or daycare provider situations where they had to let a daycare provider go because they couldn't afford to pay them, but now they have to reengage them. And so you've got employees coming back worried about other personal issues. And one other thing came to mind a while back, political appointees were not furloughed, but some of them really didn't have a whole lot to do. And so they're thinking during that time when they're roaming empty halls, they're probably thinking of some new initiatives and new things they can do. Well, you're going to have to kind of hold some of that in abeyance. Well, you just focus on getting back to the normal stuff. So don't you got to focus on mission, but don't start adding to it just yet.
And given the fact that there are all these factions, I mean, is this something, how do you get rid of this? And I've even, been told anecdotes of TSA officers in the airports on the job kind of, laughing at a furloughed federal employee who was returning from a trip. I mean, there's that type of rivalry, too. Like, oh, well, at least, you get a vacation and we've still got to man the airports. So how do you address those types of personal issues that can really get in the way of work?
Well, I think, Emily, a couple things, again, looking at post-shutdown now. Clearly, employee engagement, has suffered here. And employee engagement, that's what employees are willing to give above and beyond what's the minimum required. So it's that discretionary energy. And when you've got, folks who are, focused on maybe some resentments or just still some simmering resentment, and they're not sure where to, what the target should be because, it wasn't their coworkers that shut down government, but still, those are the folks that they see. I think what you have to do to start with is first, if you're a manager, a leader in a government organization, of course, first day, welcome your employees back. The doors are open again. Everybody's back. Make sure that people know that you miss them, that you're glad they're back. But the second thing, Emily, is that I think you have to listen. Have conversations. Don't assume everybody's, you know, back and ready to dive right back in. It's, you know, there's a little bit of re-engagement that needs to happen. And in part, I think you got to just listen to your employees. Have some conversations, have a town hall meeting, or have personal one-on-one meetings. But you need to get a sense of where are people coming from as they're coming back in post shutdown.
And John, I imagine that it's probably a good idea to make sure that you, as a manager, you tamp down on political discussions, because people could be pretty heated on both sides of this particular one.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And one of the things, and of course, I was a government employee during the shutdown in the mid-90s. And one thing you have to learn as a federal employee is that a career employee is apolitical. You're hired to do a job. People believe in the importance of what they do. You can't be distracted. And I think, again, your point's well taken, Tom. You got to tamp down any political conversations. This is not the time. Post shutdown is not going to be the time for finger pointing and recriminations. That's wasted effort. Do that on your own time. Don't worry about the politics of it. And
you can't change them anyhow.
That's correct. At least not until the next election. So, prioritize the work, focus on the mission, prioritize, the work that has to be done. Understand that it's going to take a long time to come back up to speed. And it's going to take not only time, it's going to take effort. So managers and leaders are going to have to take specific action to re-engage employees. Hopefully the general public will be patient. Backlogs are cleared and the government slowly comes back online. As I said, there's no off-on switch. So it's going to take a while for some organizations, particularly those that have been primarily shut down. They have had a very small percentage of employees on the job. So it's going to take a while to come back online, and it's going to take some patience. And again, it's going to take some effort. There's some damage that's going to have to be repaired before things are back to normal.
We're speaking with John Palguda. He's Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And John, I want to ask you, you mentioned that employees are also coming back with some personal strain, especially those who have been furloughed. But regardless, nobody's getting paid. So what should your managers and agency leaders do about that? Because you're talking to people who have already given what you refer to, that discretionary investment. I mean, is it possible for them to ask more without addressing some of these personal or financial issues? And how would they do that?
Well, on the financial end, first of all, there's the bill pending with the Senate to pay employees back. Hopefully that will eventually be signed and go into effect. But there's going to be that makeup period. Now, managers don't have a pot of money where they can help employees with bills, but they can. There are employee assistance programs if an employee has some lingering resentment, they just, or they need some help trying to figure out how to get back on track in terms of their personal life, whatever the issues are. So managers, again, need to listen, need to be sympathetic. If an employee needs just a little bit of time to get organized, see if you can provide that time. If there's some financial assistance available outside the agency, see if there's some way to direct employees there. But I think, Emily, a lot of it is just, listening and letting employees know that, you care. You care about them. You care about the job. That's why everybody's coming back. But you got to care about your people, too, because that's how the job's going to get done.
And, John, briefly, how has the partnership itself fared during this shutdown?
Well, we've been doing fairly well. We work very closely with government, of course, and we do a fair amount of training, engagement with federal agencies, and that's been difficult because there hasn't been anybody to engage with in some cases. We have not had a furlough, thank goodness, and we have plenty of work to do. But since we're here to help government, and certainly government needs lots of help right now, we've got our job cut out for us too.
John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, John, thanks for joining us.
Tom and Emily, my pleasure. Thank you.